With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy to be talking now with Catherine Batchelder, who is the girls lacrosse coach up in Newburyport. Coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on the great start.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the most recent games first. I want to go back to Thursday's game. Portsmouth came down to Jim Stalen Field, maybe your toughest competition of the season so far. Tell me about that game.
Oh, yeah, definitely, our toughest competition so far and really our first test of the season. They're an excellent team with a lot of girls going to some pretty high Division I schools. So we knew that, we were going to have to really play hard and play tough. But at the end of the day, we also knew that we just had to stick with our game plan and do the things that we do well. And have to do some things a little better than normal to stop them, but really just be focused on all the things that we do and that we do well just to keep our game plan going.
What was the ebb and flow of that game? I don't have Kyle Gaudette's write-up, but how did that game progress for you guys?
Yeah, it started off tight. I think it was, 2-2, and then they went up 3-2, and we came back and got three quick goals before halftime. So we were up 5-3 at halftime, and then we were able to, after halftime, go out and get another quick couple goals, and we were up 8-3, and it was pretty much a 5-6 goal game mm-hmm. for the rest of the time. My goalie played incredible. My defense in general played really, really well, and my midi who takes the draw was so strong, as well as the whole draw unit on the circle. So yeah. they got us possession for the majority of the game. Which really allowed us to keep track of the tempo of it and make sure that we were staying in charge.
Yeah, that's always been a strength of Newburyport lacrosse, and you your teams are always on the attack. Portsmouth, now, am I correct in saying you said they got a lot of kids back, and they're defending state champions up there?
Yes, they're defending state champions for Division II, and now recently they just bumped up to Division I, which is great. I mean, I think they're absolutely a Division I team. I think they already beat Bishop Girton, who's been the kind of the reigning champ of Division I for many years. So Portsmouth, I think, is kind of, the next one that's going to wear the crown up there for a while.
Wow, okay. And then the Andover game, I expected Andover to be a bit of a test, but you guys had a little bit better time scoring against them.
Yeah, I think Andover has some injuries, unfortunately. So I'm not sure we got their best unit out there. Unfortunately for them, I think they've been struggling with some injuries. So that's always tough, especially at the high school level, because you sort of get what you get. So when you suffer some big injuries, it can be tough.
Oh yeah. Well, that's the nature of the beast. Now tell me about the your leaders who are returning, and start with your captains.
So I have three captains who have been, part of the program. They missed their freshman year due to COVID in 2020. But they've been, part of Newburyport Youth Lacrosse since third, fourth grade. They've, played in the summer. They've been involved with, they're all multi-sport athletes, basketball players, soccer players. But they are really dedicated to lacrosse. They are definitely the leaders of the team. They are the ones that really, get everything moving, get everything going. And with their leadership, I'm so grateful for them. And they really set the tone for our team.
So is Anna, is she one of the girls who takes the face off?
Yeah, so starting with Anna Affolter, who she's committed to go to Holy Cross next year to play lacrosse. Mm. And she is, she's excellent. She takes the draws. I think it's one of those things that flies under the radar for a lot of people because they just look at goals and assists. But what she does at the draw is so important and gets us possession, so many times when we need it, mm-hmm. and really does allow us to control games, which is enormous in the game. So she's been her usual this year with her draw controls and her goals. And she just is a workhorse in the midfield. She plays great defense. She helps us in transition. And then she comes down on offense and usually settles everything down and gets you know, gets us going on offense. My second captain is Izzy Rosa, who's a great, she was a part of a Newport soccer program as well, and they had a great season. She's an attacker. Actually, this past weekend, she just scored her 100th goal, and she also recorded her 100th assist.
Whoa, okay.
So she just got to 200 points this summer. And she's just, you know, she's another one that just, you know, she's been, obviously, she's our quarterback on offense with all the assists that she gets. And she works, you know, really hard on, keeping the attack settled, keeping everything flowing, keeping an eye on the middies when things need to slow down, keeping the tempo up when, you know, we need a push. She really, like I said, she's really my quarterback out there, and she's having a great season so far. It was really fun that she hit that 200-point milestone this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And my third captain is probably a name you know, McKenna Ward, who she's a great basketball player, mm-hmm. and she has played lacrosse all 4 years as well. And she, she's another one. She's our defender. She's our anchor on defense with our goalie. You know, she always gets the toughest mark whenever we need to, you know, whenever we need something changed on defense, McKenna's the one to do it. It's like having another coach out on the field with her. She knows exactly what we're looking for. She's a very, very smart player. And she, you know, she uses her high IQ out there to keep everyone calm and then, you know, make the defensive adjustments that we need to make. So.
Sounds like another amazing team, and I'm looking at your roster, Coach, and there aren't that many seniors on the team, so that's pretty scary for the rest of the league.
Yeah, my juniors are really kind of – my seniors are great leaders. My juniors are kind of the heart and soul of the team a bit. They've all been playing together for many years through youth, and they really enjoy each other. They all just really like playing lacrosse together. They get along really well. Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those perfect storms of you know, kids out there that just are, you know, the chemistry is really hard. Chemistry is a tough thing to get, and then
right.
when you have it, you really see it, and that's where they are.
All right, a couple of quick questions here. The feeder program that you have up there, Catherine, is pretty amazing. And maybe just a quick little summary of how these kids start playing lacrosse and how they end up on your varsity.
Yeah, I mean, Newburyport Youth, when I first started here, geez, long time ago, I'm not even going to say how long ago. But when I first started here, you know, the youth program was pretty pretty new, and the people that started it with really all the best intentions. You know, it was all about the girls, and it was all about growing the sport. And, you know, from those beginnings and the people that were involved in both, you know, being the foundation of girls lacrosse and then handing it off to kind of the second generation, which I kind of put myself in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a great program that was starting, and we were able to grow it. And, you know, everything moved from kind of, of just a couple teams to we kept growing and more girls were joining and we had great coaches and the community just really rallied around, growing the youth, you know, the youth lacrosse, program in our town. And I think that we're seeing right now absolutely the benefits of all of the hard work of the coaches and the volunteers the past, you know, 10 years.
Yeah.
when this group started. You know, when this group all started, we're seeing the benefits of all that. So
great story up there. And finally, I think, Coach, you're back into league play now, coming up on Tuesday against Ipswich, and that's an away game.
Yep. So we have Ipswich. It's always a tough game. It's always an emotional game. A lot of the girls know each other from either playing together in other sports or playing against each other for all these years. They're really well coached. I have a ton of respect for Coach Tiv up there, and she's done a great thing with the program. They play really hard. They play really aggressive. They have a really very, very, very good goalie. So, you know, it's always a battle with Ipswich. It's a fun one, though.
Absolutely. Coach, I want to talk to you again before the end of the season and talk about your strength of schedule later. But in the meantime, Catherine, goodness gracious, congratulations on such a fabulous start. Good luck, be well, and be safe.
Thank you so much. You too. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That is Newburyport High School girls lacrosse coach Catherine Batchelder with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.